Hi, this is Donna, and welcome to Vibrant Health with Health Coach Donna. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about cholesterol, and I've got some notes in front of me that I'm going to go. The beauty of cholesterol, and you might think that that is a funny statement because everybody thinks cholesterol is such an evil thing that causes heart disease, but I'm going to set the record straight there and let you know that cholesterol is not the evil thing that has been deemed to be. So did you know that people with high cholesterol actually live longer? The reason this statement seems so incredible is that the conventional medicine, nutritional experts, and the media have unfairly demonized cholesterol. Now, cholesterol is something that your body needs. It's a vital substance, and it's produced by almost every cell in the body. The majority of the cholesterol is in the blood and is produced by the liver. It also is most of the body's important hormones are made of cholesterol, including those that regulate blood sugar, stress response, and sex hormones like estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone. Cholesterol helps maintain the health and integrity of the intestinal wall. Cholesterol is the starting material from which our body makes vitamin D from sunlight. Well, that's pretty important. And recent research shows that cholesterol acts as an antioxidant, which may explain why cholesterol increases with age. Now, this might be surprising, but cholesterol deficiency, which is now more common due to widespread prescription of statin medications, is actually a major factor in many chronic health disorders. In fact, low cholesterol is associated with depression, mood disorders, anxiety, bipolar disorder, high frequency of violent behavior and suicide, Parkinson's disease, and cancer mortality. Yeah, that's a list, huh? Low cholesterol can also lead to less production of thyroid hormone. Most significantly, the death rate is doubled in older adults with lower total cholesterol. So, do we really want to lower cholesterol? I don't know about that. Total blood cholesterol levels between 200 and 240 are normal and have always been normal. Within the broad range of cholesterol levels from 180 to 240, there is little or no evidence that this alone correlates with heart disease. 75% of people who have heart attacks have normal cholesterol levels. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Now, when you do get your lipid panel, which I suggest everyone does so they do know their numbers, that you really look and ask your doctor to take to also request that they do a lipid size as part of that panel, because what they found is it's not so much the total cholesterol that makes a difference, but the actual size of the fat molecules. Now, I want to give you a little bit of history here about cholesterol. I was looking this up, and I found this really fascinating. I had no idea about this history with cholesterol. It's pretty interesting. But anyway, back in the 60s, there were very few medical professionals and some people in the natural health food movement were claiming that cholesterol was a problem. And doctors were really not even paying attention to anything unless it was over 300. But then what happened was it wasn't really the medical profession that was looking at cholesterol, but it was the processed food industry. Particularly in the lead were producers of seed oil, so the various seed oils like soybean oil. So, for example, Archer Daniels Midland wanted to sell an ocean of soybean oil and thus lead the charge against cholesterol in particular and saturated fat in general. So it's pretty interesting. If you've ever read Salt, Fat, and Sugar, you get a good idea of what the processed food industry has, how much money and time they have put into getting us to change the way we eat. Anyway, so the coconut and the palm oils were banned from importation, and everyone knew that margarine was going to save our nation from what was sure to have been an epidemic of cardiovascular disease from eating dreaded saturated fats. Now, isn't that funny? Because now, what do we eat? Tell everybody, eat coconut oil. It's a good oil. So billions of dollars were used to produce propaganda from the processed food industry, and it was enough to actually sway the minds and lifestyles of millions of Americans, but the medical and pharmaceutical establishment continued to largely ignore the perceived cholesterol threat, which is pretty interesting. But then, you know what swayed the medical and establishment? Actually, statin drugs. Statin drugs were invented, and they pushed the paradigm shift in the establishment. And now cholesterol was a demon. And the doctors and pharmacists were going to make sure everybody's cholesterol was going to be low. The all-out war against cholesterol has been waged now for over 25 years. So that brings me to the next part of cholesterol. So we see that cholesterol is actually something that our bodies need. It's produced by the liver, and it's something that all parts of our body needs, and it can't be too low, or that's not going to be good for us. Now, a couple of things I want to talk about statins is the first danger is liver damage. And so if you are on a statin, you need to make sure your liver enzymes are being checked every 6 months. And the second danger is also musculoskeletal pain, which can be severe and often frequently misdiagnosed. So those are two things that you really need to stay on top of. And then if you are following a low cholesterol diet, did you know that your liver is actually going to make up the difference by producing more cholesterol just to make sure you have enough? So we know now that low-fat diets are not the kind of diet that you really want to be following. And high cholesterol in the blood doesn't come from eating foods high in cholesterol. It comes from a metabolism that is not efficient at handling the cholesterol you need. What many people are surprised to learn is that even though triglycerides are a fat, the unhealthy diet that raises triglycerides has nothing to do with fat. It actually has to do with elevated sugar levels. So if you're eating a lot of sugar and a lot of carbs, that's what's going to raise your triglycerides. And that is the primary risk for increasing your chance of having a heart attack or stroke. It's actually the triglycerides, not your overall cholesterol numbers. So remember that while cholesterol is not a primary risk for cardiovascular disease, triglycerides are, and they are the most significant part of that panel when you get your lipid panel done. Now, a little bit more about statins. I love this book. It's called The Great Cholesterol Con, and it is written by Dr. Malcolm Kendricks. And what he did was he took a meta-analysis of all the studies that are out there, the science behind cholesterol and statin drugs, and I'd highly recommend reading this book if you are on a statin or you have anybody in your family who is. But here's the major things about the book is, like, after 11 years, the Surgeon General's office in the U.S. had found no evidence whatsoever to support the diet heart hypothesis. That means that they have found no evidence that what you eat will give you a heart attack or will raise your cholesterol levels. Now, we do know that eating too much carbs and sugar will raise your triglyceride levels, and that is clear, but that doesn't mean that you can't eat fat. So when I tell people to eat whole organic foods, I'm also telling them to eat whole organic fat dairy and eat the whole egg, and that includes the yellow part, because that's where all that nutrition is. So statins do not reduce mortality in men who do not already have diagnosed heart disease, which represents considerably more than 90% of the male population. Did you get that? I'm going to say that again. Statins do not reduce mortality in men who do not already have diagnosed heart disease. So that means if you're on a statin and you're a guy without any heart disease that's been diagnosed, that is not really going to be effective for you. Statins not only have zero effect on overall mortality, they also have zero effect on reducing heart disease in women. So, women, you get absolutely no benefits at all. Now, this is not me. This is the great cholesterol con, and this is Dr. Malcolm Kendricks, and this is what the scientific studies have actually shown. They show statins do not reduce overall mortality in women. Statins do not reduce overall mortality in men without heart disease, and statins do not, therefore, reduce overall mortality in 95% of the adult population. So, if you want the brain to function, this requires cholesterol. Without cholesterol, your brain cannot form synapses, and you can't think properly or remember anything. So it is important to eat fat. It is important to have good cholesterol levels. And do you know that an early sign of cancer is actually low cholesterol levels? I did not know that. But people with low cholesterol levels are at a much greater risk of dying of cancer. That's really crazy. Now, here are some disturbing facts. Not that I haven't already given you some disturbing facts, but in studies, statins cause cancer in animals. There is some evidence that cancer deaths are increased in statin trials, especially in those who are hyper-responders to statins. Low cholesterol level is associated with a high risk of death from cancer. Okay. So that is kind of the statins in a nutshell. But, you know, if you are on a statin, the other thing to remember is that you have to take a CoQ10 supplement. Statins block the production of CoQ10, and CoQ10 is found in all the cells everywhere in the body. It is particularly high concentrations in high energy cells such as muscle, and especially the cardiac muscle cells, like the heart muscle, right? So if you, both human and animal studies have shown that reduced CoQ10 levels can lead to left and right sided ventricular dysfunction. That means heart failure. So it's serious when you don't have your CoQ10 levels up. But you also have to remember that the statin blocks the production of CoQ10. So if you've got low CoQ10, you're on a statin, you're not supplementing it, you're actually going to do more harm to your heart. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Now, I'll talk a little bit more about CoQ10. But many people are unaware that the fact is when CoQ10 is depleted, it causes the LDL cholesterol, which is sometimes thought of as the bad cholesterol. But I want to clear that up. There is no bad cholesterol and there's no good cholesterol. I was at a lecture once with a naturopath and she said, calling it bad cholesterol and good cholesterol is like calling the bus that takes your kid to school the good bus and the bus that brings your kid home from school the bad bus. So there's no correlation between good and bad. They both have their purposes, and you do want them to be in certain ratios to help your body function more properly. But let's get back to CoQ10. Now, if it is depleted, it's going to cause the LDL cholesterol to become oxidized. And oxidized is when something turns rusty, right? So you cut an apple or an avocado and it turns brown. That's oxidation. And that's like your cells are rusting. So this, in turn, sets off a cascade of events, making the LDL cholesterol drill little holes into the arterial wall, causing major inflammation. This inflammation sets you up for increased risk of getting heart attack and stroke. This is the reason why taking a statin drug is no guarantee that you won't die of a heart attack. Now, let's think about that. Your LDL gets oxidized, it starts to drill little holes in the arteria, and it starts to cause inflammation. Well, we know now that inflammation is the basis for all degenerative diseases. So you want to reduce inflammation in your body. So again, CoQ10, really, really important. I take CoQ10 even, I'm not on any kind of cholesterol drug, but I take CoQ10 in my daily health pack. So CoQ10 deficiency can cause this list. I'm going to read this list off to you, and you're going to hear what, if you have deficient CoQ10, this is what can happen. Fatal cardiomyopathy, heart attack, congestive heart failure, exhaustion, cancer, myopathy, depression resistant to antidepressants, high blood pressure, gum disease, tooth loss, hair loss, liver disease, sudden complete memory loss or amnesia, cataracts, angina, cancer, folic acid deficiency, damaged cell membranes, and much more. Whew, that was a long list. Anyway, it's very important that you take a CoQ10 supplement, especially if you're going to take a statin, okay? Now, let's talk a little bit. So what does cause heart disease? Well, we know that we talked a little bit about triglycerides and having those be high, but other things that cause heart disease is smoking. I think a lot of us know that. But one of the things I didn't realize, and you might not either, is that smoking increases cortisol levels. Another thing is lack of exercise, and it's also important to choose an exercise that you enjoy. Human beings need to exercise of some sort, and they also need to do something that they enjoy. So if you hate exercise, find some other way to move your body that makes you happy. And if that's like dancing to Zumba music, do that. Just get your body moving. Too much alcohol, small amounts of alcohol taken with friends or sociably is healthy, but too much alcohol can lead to problems in heart disease. If you hate your job or have a bully for a boss, that can cause stress in your body and higher cortisol levels. So you have to get in out of that situation and find some way that you can actually have people around you who respect you and enjoy your presence. A lack of friendships. So if you don't have friends and community connection, that's something that you need to build in your life and get out and enjoy the company of other people. And another way you can do is just praise other people or compliment them more often. So actually, so one of the things I love to do is when I see somebody, even if I don't know them, I might say, wow, that's a pretty scarf, or that scarf looks color, you know, that color complements your skin or something like that. And it's so interesting how that can really just perk people up and say, and they say, oh, well, thank you. And it is a little thing, but I think it's really nice when you do notice other people and have something nice to say about them. And lastly, triglycerides. We've already talked about that. It's not about fat in your diet. It's about sugar and carbs. So, oh, and you know what? Stress. Well, we talked about cortisol levels, but we all know that stress can be so detrimental to the body. And if you're interested, on I get have Netflix, so on some kind of, you know, instant viewing thing, there is a program from National Geographic, and it's called Stress, Portrait of a Killer. And I found that that was very, very interesting. You might enjoy it as well. So what are some good stress? Well, there is good stress, and good stress is exercise or massage or singing and rock climbing, passing an exam, having a great successful business meeting, organizing a social event, giving a well-received lecture, things like that. You know, they can be a little stressful, but they come out really positive, and that's a positive stress. Now, some bad stress, some things that can just raise your cortisol levels and for long term, is things like excessive intense exercise in adverse conditions, like working in a coal mine. Now, we may laugh, but I don't know if you think your office is like a coal mine, but if you've got that kind of intense adverse conditions where you're using your body a lot, that can be too much bad stress. Things like cocaine use and smoking, we've already, you know, drugs and alcohol, that we know about that, but also major surgery or trauma to the body, steroid use, being bullied in any way, or having a lack of a social network, suffering racism or money worries and long-term debt. So those are some examples of bad stress. So we looked at the history of cholesterol, how good cholesterol is for your body and the good cholesterol numbers, as well as what statins do to the body and the lack of CoQ10. So there you have it. In the bottom line is eat fat, eat organic, healthy, full fat dairy, eat the whole eggs, enjoy your fat. And if you are on a statin and plan to continue taking it, then you need to add a good nutritional supplement as well as CoQ10. And for anybody who has wants to work on their cholesterol, I'd be happy to look at your labs and make some suggestions. I really like a supplement from USANA called Hepacil DTX, and what that does is it detoxes the liver. Oh, I'm sorry, not detoxes the liver, but it gives liver support. So remember, the blood goes through the liver, and the liver processes the cholesterol. And when a liver is overworked by environmental toxins or just toxins in your life or stress, it's going to keep pumping cholesterol back into the bloodstream because it's going to say, oh, I can't do all this work. I'm just going to put the cholesterol back in the blood and deal with it later. Well, that's what Hepacil does, is it really helps support liver function. And you need a good functioning liver to help process your cholesterol. You need CoQ10, and you need a good nutritional supplement. So there you have it. That is the scoop and the beauty of cholesterol. And I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you need to contact me or want to have any questions, I am at donna@donnaacupuncture.com. And the last thing I want to add is I am going to post on my website, healthcoachdonna.com, an article. It's quite a few pages long. It's about 15 pages, but it does summarize and give you actually more information than I shared here. And it's called The Great Cholesterol Farce. And I am going to put, and it's by two different doctors, I'm going to put it up on my website at healthcoachdonna.com as a PDF, and you are welcome to read it and get more information about cholesterol if you are interested. I hope you have a great day, and thanks for listening.